WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooke and Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one stoic principle at a time. Today, we're diving headfirst into something I know many of us grapple with, that sneaky little voice whispering doubts about our abilities and worth. You know the one, right? The imposter syndrome monster lurking in the back of your mind, making you question every accomplishment, every win, every damn thing. Ever felt like a fraud walking around in someone else's fancy suit, even though you totally slayed that presentation? Or maybe you're crushing it at work, but secretly convinced they'll figure out you're just faking it. Yeah, been there, done that, got the existential crisis t-shirt to prove it. But guess what? We're not letting this imposter syndrome thing steal our thunder anymore. We're gonna arm ourselves with some time of stoic wisdom and become self-acceptance champions. Ready to ditch those crippling doubts and embrace your authentic awesomeness? Let's go. First things first, recognize the beast. You gotta call it out by name before you can tame it, right? Imposter syndrome is that nagging feeling of inadequacy despite evidence to the contrary. It thrives on self-doubt, comparing ourselves to others, and constantly seeking external validation. Sound familiar? Next, remember this. Your worth isn't tied to your accomplishments or how flawlessly you execute every damn thing. You are valuable simply because you exist. Stoics believed in focusing on what's within our control, our thoughts, our actions, our reactions, and letting go of the things we can't change. So, instead of obsessing over perfection, aim for progress. Celebrate your small wins, acknowledge your strengths, and don't let those little setbacks derail your whole journey. Ever heard the saying, comparison is the thief of joy? Total truth bomb, folks. Comparing yourself to others, their achievements, their seemingly perfect lives is a recipe for disaster. We all have different paths, different struggles, different timelines. Focus on your own unique journey and celebrate the things that make you. Speaking of uniqueness, embrace those quirks, those imperfections, those weird little things that make you wonderfully, authentically you. Stoicism teaches us to accept ourselves with all our flaws and vulnerabilities. It's not about becoming flawless, it's about being comfortable in your own skin. Finally, practice gratitude. Seriously, this one is a game changer. When you focus on the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your talents, it shifts your perspective away from those negative self-doubts. Start a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a moment to appreciate the little things. It's amazing how much of an impact this simple practice can have. Let me tell you a quick story. I remember being invited to speak at a conference a few years back, a huge honor, right? But instead of feeling excited, the imposter syndrome monster reared its ugly head. I started questioning my qualifications, doubting my ability to deliver a compelling talk. For weeks, I almost backed out. Thankfully, I pulled myself together, remembered those stoic principles we've talked about, and decided to just be authentic. The result? A fantastic experience. The audience was engaged, the feedback was positive, and I realized something crucial. I had nothing to prove. My worth wasn't tied to that one presentation. By embracing my true identity and trusting in my abilities, I overcame that crippling self-doubt. Remember, you are capable, you are valuable, and your voice matters. Don't let imposter syndrome steal your shine. Use these stoic tools, self-awareness, acceptance, gratitude, and a focus on progress over perfection, to build your confidence and embrace your authentic awesomeness. And hey, if you find yourself struggling with those doubts again, just remember, you've got this. So go out there, rock it, and don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from a little stoic wisdom boost. See you tomorrow for another dose of modern stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.